Hello, welcome to Audio Podcast, where I'm going to talk a little bit more about implicit and explicit priming and give you a quick overview of how I'd like you to approach the reading. You will see there are a couple of documents. Please take a look at the overview of implicit and explicit priming and stereotyping that is contained there. This is information which is general and will give you a general overview and introduction to what is actually quite a complex topic that is being researched on a pretty much ongoing basis. Much of the research that has gone into priming and how people can develop unconscious responses to language and words and so on is actually currently being funded by marketing and advertising and large consumer brands. The idea being that, and actually not just the idea, but the actual practice of manipulating, if you like, or influencing people, perhaps is a kinder word, influencing people into behavioral responses has been around for a long time and is now, you know, subject to a lot of investment and a lot of research. Primarily, the objective of this research is to find ways to influence people to buy goods and services. We are interested in it from a different perspective. We're interested in it because we want to bring awareness to how we are primed, how we have been conditioned, how we are responding often in situations from a place that we're not really clear about, that we can have feelings or responses evoked in us by external stimulations. So that can be something that somebody says, something in the environment, and so on, something, you know, that we can perceive. We are responding in certain ways that we may not have clear conscious choice over. So this is important because when we think about changing our lives, when we say, okay, so here I am, and this is what I believe, this is what I think, this is what I feel, this is who I think I am, this is my story so far, this is the story that I wish to create. I want this to stop and I want this to start, or I want more of this or less of that, or I want to heal or I want to recover, or, you know, I simply don't want this life, I want a different one. Whatever it is that we bring as the set of desires and questions, the outcome of making these changes or investigating them and then moving towards them is going to be very, very much influenced by how much conscious choice we can bring to our lives and the things that we choose in them or the paths that we choose in them. This consciousness is influenced, of course, by this idea of priming, conditioning, if you like, which will either become, something in our way, or it's going to be something that we're going to have to adapt or change. Now, when you are sitting in your coach's position or inhabiting your coach's role, of course, you are also primed and you are also conditioned. And though that priming, that condition may not be aware to you, so it needs to be revealed or needs to be welcomed, if you like, should I say, as a revelation, because revealing it to yourself is not necessarily very easy. But we want to be making that first step and saying, how am I conditioned and primed? What have I sort of taken in from my life experience that is influencing my ability to be fully present here in a way that conditioning is not infiltrating or biasing the situation? Now, that's a pretty much an ongoing process, something that is happening all the time, and it's an important question. We can see, though, that it has immense value if we can bring it into the coaching environment, because so many people are unaware of how where they are in their lives is as much a function of how they've conditioned themselves or how outside relationships or influences have primed them to respond in certain kinds of ways. And once they can become more aware of that, of course, they can start to think about understanding themselves more deeply and therefore moving into a different way of choosing around that, so that they bring a different consciousness to how choices arise. We see also that there is a lot of stereotyping which goes on, again linked to language, but also linked to overall key facts. One of the exercises that I'm going to ask you to do in the next section involves investigating your own attitudes about people who are overweight versus people who are not overweight. And these kinds of very clear symbols, if you like, visual symbols, are also one of the ways in which we are primed and which we start to bring in stereotypes. So just seeing somebody, for instance, physically who's very overweight will evoke in you everything that you have probably learned or be conditioned around people who are that physical size as a human being. Converse applies, of course, to people who are very, very thin. So there is quite a symbolic and physical aspect to this priming and stereotyping, which is quite important. When we get to subtler human conditions of health or healthcare challenges, then we the markers or the symbols are harder to see. So then that's when we resort more to labels, resort more to language, and those words become loaded with the meaning or the priming of the word. So think about what happens, for instance, if we just use the word junkie. Junkie, which is a common term that's used to describe people who are addicted to drugs. Think about what that evokes for you. Think about what your response is to that. What does it call to your mind straight away? Think about how, when we use the word addict, how that seems to evoke a certain kind of response. If we think then about going to talk or go into a room full of people, and imagine if you went into that room and you said, "I'd like to introduce myself," and you did so and you introduced yourself and they gave them their name and everyone said hello, and then you said, "By the way, I just want to tell you that I am an addict." Imagine what that might change in that room, in that moment. So words are extremely powerful, and how we are primed around words is very crucial, and we want to be aware of that. So in this first look at priming, I'd like you to just read the document or documents that are there, and read into it as deeply as you wish. It's a very, very big subject, and the document contains lots of links to other places which you might like to look, and then go on to the next exercise and do the tests you will see outlined there. Thank you very much.